Get started. I think everybody's pretty well back. Okay, the next one up is Hutton's Nightly Rental, 319 Lemonwood Lane.
Okay, and I'll keep this brief. This is case number 2016-15. The project, as you said, is Hutton's 319 Lemonwood Nightly Rental. Of course, we know where the property in question is located, but of course, the property is located at 319 Lemonwood Lane, Oliver Township, Section 10, Township 21, Range 22, and we've got a north, south, east, and west view of the property in question. According to the advertisements, this is a three-bedroom single-family residence that the applicants are proposing, seeking a Division 3 special use permit for. Per the assessor's information, the house is approximately 1,509 square feet in size. The home was constructed in 1965, therefore the residence was constructed prior to the adoption of the Development Guidance Code. And of course, as we know, there was a formal complaint on June 9th, 2016, that led to the issuance of a stop work order on June 15th. The applicant has immediately applied for three separate Division 3 special use permits for 260, 319 Lemonwood Lane, and also 535 Lakewood Drive. This subject property in question is approximately 13,939 square feet in size and is known as all of Lot 2, Block A of Moore's Oasis subdivision. The residence is listed on the Airbnb website as containing three bedrooms and two bathrooms. With it being a three-bedroom home, per the provisions of the Development Guidance Code book, it would have a maximum occupancy of up to eight people. The property is currently served by an individual on-site wastewater system or septic system. At this time, at least, there is no evidence of any type of wastewater failure. The property is served by an existing circle drive off of Lemonwood Lane, and basically per the parking provisions of the Development Guidance Code, it would require a total of four parking spaces. It does appear that there would be at least the four spaces within the half circle drive. There's not, on this one, there's not a garage from, and of course the adjoining properties are predominantly other residential properties within the Moore's Oasis subdivision. The project received a score of negative 34 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 29. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of off-site nuisances, right-of-way on existing roads, emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, and use compatibility. The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 2016-15, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Revenue, and the Environmental Division of the Planning Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of the Certificate of Compliance. Fourth, this residence shall accommodate no more than eight persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Five, in the event that the on-site wastewater treatment system begins to surface showing signs of failure, the property owner shall either repair or replace said system, ensuring capacity for the nightly rental of the building, and ensuring that the system will adequately meet the needs of up to 8 people. Six, a minimum of 1 off-street parking space shall be designated as a handicap parking space. No recreational vehicles, trailers, boats, or other watercraft shall be parked on site. Seven, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Eight, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Nine, opaque fencing shall be provided along the north and south side property lines between the nightly rental residence in question and the adjoining single-family residences. The fencing shall in no way interfere with the visibility of either the applicant's or the neighboring property owner's driveway entrance. And of course, the Hyden 319 limited nightly rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. And 11, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. We've got a pretty brief video of the property in question. And we've really done, of course you can see that this is served by a circle drive, but no garage. We've done a quick 360 here.
Oh, that was fast. Yeah, let's run that back.
What did I miss? And that's all the staff has at this time.
Okay, folks, we've got three of these. This is the second one. All of you folks have spoke pretty well on all of them, but we have to go through and do these one at a time. But since you have all spoke on these, if there's not anybody, I'll let somebody speak on this one.
My name is Randy Dunn. I didn't speak on 353 or 535 because that wasn't near me.
Got your name here. It ain't marked, so.
I am two doors down from the three, I guess that's 319. I purchased this home 3 years ago, but we're guests for 1 week at a time, starting in July of 2000 after our oldest son died when he was 10. This place became a magical part of our healing because of the residential community that it is. So when the prior owners who speak and have all, and I've always thought the world of Terry, and I think the reason why this is so uptight is that the permits weren't sought before and all of this has come to a head in an emotional way to try to stop something. What hasn't been said yet, we've talked about the quality of the renters and what that might do. What hasn't been said yet is precedent after, if we let these three become, no offense to Terry, let's say he gets it all done, you make these instead of negative scores as positive they can be, what happens when it's another three and another three? I don't want to pull in and see parking spaces. I bought this home not because I needed to buy it, because my friend didn't want to have to sell it, but he said it's been special to you, we'll sell it to you. My first question was to my other two sons, if you want this when I'm done, I don't know how much time I've got left, but if you want it, I'm doing it for you. And I'm worried about the precedent of, no offense to the 94-year-old lady, but when that family, when she gets to go to heaven, whoever buys that property and then sees that as another nightly rental, it will continue on. And that's what I don't want to see as things go through the generations. I've made a big investment, not only in the home, but in the rest of what, you know, counts as like life, and I just like to protect that. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm going to keep this limited to Lemonwood Lane, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak again. There's three observations that I've made from listening to everyone tonight. First of all, is the commissioner asked Mr. Hayden if he was in violation of the stop work order. I didn't hear an answer. All I heard is something about an attorney. I don't know if he's declining to answer on the basis of his Fifth Amendment rights or if he's going to answer the question. So that's one observation that I made. Second of all, the negative scores. I think there was one was negative 34. This one, the other was negative 19. I think that says a lot for your scoring system with respect to compatibility. And the other observation I made, the last one, is that no one is here to speak in favor of this other than Mr. Hayden, and you've got 40 some opposed to it. With respect to Lemonwood Lane, there are two single-family homes on Lemonwood Lane owned by Mr. Hayden that has rented those houses regularly since May. During the course of the 16 summer, Lemonwood Lane itself has seen an increase in vehicle activity at the times when Mr. Hayden's house has been rented. There's been as many as four or five cars for each house coming and going at various times of the day and night. In addition, boats and jet skis associated with the renters have put a tremendous burden on the usage of the street. And again, you can't You have to pull over if somebody's coming the opposite way. The renters who are inquirer are surprised to learn the property is somebody owned by somebody in Springfield as opposed to somebody that they've been dealing with on the internet named Jordan. The residents of 319 Lemonwood has a circle drive, great for family with one or two vehicles, but cramming four vehicles in the driveway is just going to make vehicle movement impossible, and what's going to happen is they're going to spill out onto the street. The house at 260 Lemonwood, and we'll get to that later, the residents of the homes on Lemonwood are generally in age for the 50s to the 90s. There are at least three homes occupied by single women, and there's a mix of retirees on Lemonwood Lane with those residents employed. Children and grandchildren are typically present in the neighborhood. So those are my new comments about Lemonwood Lane. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Terry, you're looking at everything like we've got to go through this way, in case you don't know that. We've got to take each house and go through it. And are there anybody that ain't spoke?
Thank you. My name is Cindy Heider. I live at 351 Lemonwood Lane. We bought our house almost 4 years ago, and we're delighted with that residential neighborhood. I'm a grandmother. I have 9 grandchildren. The youngest is 4, the oldest is 15. Can you imagine, and let me just share with you that on the July 4th weekend, that weekend on July 1st was a Friday, that's my grandson's birthday. We moved, that was the weekend of the frat party with the boys that started drinking at 4 o'clock and whatever, and then Tom finally wound up calling the sheriff on. We moved my grandson's birthday party from our house. I shouldn't have done it, I should have called the sheriff. But we moved that because of the disruption in the neighborhood. My 4 and 6-year-old grandchildren, can you imagine seeing that inflatable thing on your back deck? And my deck can see his backyard. I have that kind of a view. So I am personally offended. It's changing our ability to use our home because of the activities that are there. So I'm asking you to deny these. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Can I talk?
You already spoke. Anybody else that has not spoke on these three subjects? I respect you wanting to talk again, but, you know, we need to give some people that ain't talked.
Very short.
Yeah. I've seen one or two that was supposed to have been short that went.
I have one question.
Yes.
For the applicant. What's the water situation there?
Well,